T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Governor Cuomo's temper is soaring over an ongoing issue with the federal government. He's threatening to sue over the Department of Homeland Security's decision to ban New Yorkers from the Trusted Traveler program. The governor says DHS has been playing politics all along.
In dropping its opposition to New York State's lawsuit and lifting the ban again allowing New Yorkers to participate in the pre-screening program for international travel aimed at cutting wait times, the DHS said it was because New York had agreed to share those travelers' DMV information. But the Department of Justice says the DHS had actually made inaccurate or misleading statements.
You can't use the Department of Homeland Security as a political tool. It doesn't work that way.
Governor Cuomo pointed to a leaked DHS memo from several months ago about cutting the program for states with green light laws, which allow drivers to be licensed regardless of immigration status.
The memo from DHS says the Trump administration drafted a number of options to penalize states and politically make the point that they're aggressive on immigration and other states aren't.
But only New Yorkers were banned from the program, which Cuomo says caused backups at customs and airports just as COVID was also entering the country back in February. Cuomo says it's impossible for Homeland Security to have just realized now that there were other states with green light laws. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds News.